Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, you alone know the plans that you have for us. Help us, O merciful God, to recognize these plans and be able to fit into them so that our lives in this world would be better and brighter. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. In 2012, I arrived at Edinburgh for my studies. And shortly after that, I realized that part of the culture of this country is that people like to plan well ahead of time. In fact, people are always planning. They are planning about holidays. They are planning about what to eat because you like to eat healthy. Planning about family lives. In short, people are always planning. Don't get me wrong. It's not as if we don't plan where I come from. We plan too. Sometimes our plans are even more elaborate. For example, when somebody dies, we plan even to spend more than we could spend on that person when he or she was alive. That's very strange. So, people are used to planning. And they are planning about things concerning their lives, planning for holidays. But sometimes there can be a lot of confusion about what you really want to do. Where do I want to go to for my holiday this year? France? Cameroon? Syria? Egypt? Where do I want to go to? Jerusalem? So sometimes people are confused about the plans which they are making. But there is somebody who is never confused about his plans. And it is God. Because we come to Jeremiah chapter 23 from verse 11. God says, I know the plans I have for you. Plans for your welfare and for your good. Plans to give you a future and a hope. You will call upon my name. You will come to me. You will pray to me. You will seek me. And you would find me. We struggle about our plans, but God doesn't struggle about the plans that he has for us. There are plans for our welfare and there are plans for our good. And most decisively, the plans of God in our lives are fulfilled in one person, the person of Jesus Christ. We are told in Scripture that Jesus left the splendor and magnificence of heaven and he came down to earth to identify with all of us in order to bring through the plans that God has been making for us. I know the plans that I have for you. And even though Jesus did this, sometimes we still struggle to fit into the plan of God. You remember in John chapter 6, Jesus Christ fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. He walked on water. And then he told the people that he had the words of eternal life, that he was the bread of life. And that if you eat of him, you will never be thirsty again. But you know what happened? Some people started deserting him because they thought this kind of teaching was so complicated. We did not understand it. Who is this? They found it difficult to fit into the plan of God. A man who says, I have the words of eternal life, that I bring you bread, I bring you life. And rather they were confused, rather than following him or fitting into that good plan. And because Jesus realized that even his own disciples could easily be swept off their feet with this kind of popular opinion that Jesus Christ was not the Messiah, he turned to them and said, are you too going to desert me? you, my disciples, are you going to desert me? And Peter, who was always the spokesperson of the disciples, turned and said to him, Lord, you have the words of eternal life. To whom shall we go? Friend, for me, as a church minister and as a Christian, those are very powerful words. The response of Peter in John 6:68. To whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. In effect, Peter was saying that we've come to you, we will stay with you, because you have what we are looking for. The promise of God is being fulfilled in you, and with you we will stay. Friend, God says, I know the plans that I have for you. And in Jesus Christ, he fulfills those plans. And those plans are for children like this. And when I see young children who are doing things in church the way these ones have been doing this whole week and today, I feel very optimistic about the world and about the message of Jesus Christ. Because I know that he lives in them and that his plans will be fulfilled in their lives. Let all of us, even we struggle with our plans for holiday, we struggle with our plans for what we want to eat, we struggle with our plans about how we want to build our lives, let us understand that God does not struggle with that. He knows the plans that he has for us. There are plans for our own good. There are plans for our welfare. There are plans to give us a future and a hope. There are plans to make us prosper. Let us follow Jesus because he has the words of eternal life. Let us pray. We give you thanks, O merciful God, because we are privileged to be in your presence. And we thank you for the words of Scripture which assure us of the plans that you have for us. And we thank you for Jesus Christ, who came down from heaven to earth to fulfill those plans in our lives. Help us to follow Jesus, to rely on him, and to trust in his leadership. For this is how we pray through Christ our Lord. Amen.